It's 1, 2, 3 on Phoenix FM with me, Bob Simpson. The time is 3 minutes past two, and it's time for my guest. I'm pleased to welcome Jim Devlin, the chairman of Billericay Town Council. Welcome, Jim.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming along. Now, the Billericay Town Crier has just come out. It's sort of the newsletter of Billericay Town Council, isn't it? But before we go on to talk about that, I just thought maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you end up becoming the chairman of Billericay Town Council?
Quite a long story, really. I won't go into the whole detail, but I suppose I've been a councillor since 2001, I think.
Right.
The chairman at the time convinced me to. They were looking for a councillor, and I was co-opted onto the council. Sadly, he died at the beginning of the year.
Oh, dear.
Trevor Stansfield, who lots of people in the town will have known.
Right.
Trevor convinced me to come along and join the council. So that was probably, I think we had an election, I guess 2002. So then I got elected as a councillor. I was working then. So okay. I only did little bits and pieces.
Right, you're retired now, yeah?
I'm retired now. I have been retired for 10 years.
Okay.
And gradually did more and more. You know, you get sucked into these things. I mean, the same. I'm sure the same has happened to you with the radio station.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you get sucked in, you do a bit more, you do a bit more, and eventually you end up as chairman.
Yeah, great. Very rewarding, though, I would say.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I quite enjoy it.
Excellent. Well, on to the Billericay Town Crier, then, and the entire front page is kind of dedicated to events going on this weekend to mark 100 years since the end of the First World War. But firstly, though, there's a bit at the bottom about improvements that have been made to the war memorial. I thought we could talk about that first of all. First of all, the illumination of the war memorial, it wasn't lit up before at all, was it?
I don't think. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it goes back a little while ago. Last year, Basildon Council had in their plan to renovate Billericay Town Centre, do some renovation work.
Right.
And that was one small little part of it. That got axed with the cuts. And we thought that was a shame.
Yeah.
So we decided that we wanted to do something about it.
Yeah.
And one of our councillors put something out on social media. And there was a massive response.
Excellent, yeah.
So we thought, this is definitely something we ought to do. How are we going to fund it?
Right.
And we said, let's see what we can do, fund it by people donating.
Okay.
And one particular company, and don't ask me their name, and I'm just looking quickly.
RSE Building Services?
AJA Property Services.
Oh, sorry, right,
is
okay.
It? I think, yes. That's what it says here. No, that was the putting the thing together. Somebody else did the lighting.
I've got here RSE Building Services. Someone called Russell Stillwell.
That's
yeah?
him.
Yep.
He contacted and said, look, I'll put the lights in for you.
Absolutely.
Free of charge.
Absolutely.
I'll go
brilliant.
Back to my suppliers, see if they'll donate the equipment.
Fantastic.
They did.
Wow.
So he put all of the lighting in free of charge.
Yeah.
Of course, we still had to connect it to the mains,
okay.
Which cost quite a bit of money because we had to use a nominated contractor from the county council.
Yeah.
So there was that. So we put that out on one of these crowdfunding sites, and we've nearly got the money together, but
excellent.
We didn't want to miss the date.
No, of course not.
So the councillors put the money in the meantime.
Okay, so you can still donate now.
You can still donate now, and don't ask me what the link is.
No, all right, we'll find it. And
it's not the sort of thing I carry in my head.
We'll find it and we'll put it on the Phoenix FM website later.
But there's a link from the Town Council webpage.
Right.
But we're getting close.
Fantastic.
So we just need a final push to get there. And I think that's important because the original war memorial was funded by public subscription.
Okay, yeah.
So to do all of this by public subscription
is carrying on a tradition.
I like those sort of things that sort of make sense.
Well, it shows that the town cares, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's really good. And it's looking pretty pristine, the war memorial. Has it been cleaned lately or something?
We cleaned it a few weeks ago.
Oh, brilliant.
So actually it looks pretty new.
Yeah.
And the lights went on Tuesday night.
Right.
Right, because the contractor came along late Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
And connected up, so they came on straight away.
Brilliant.
They will come on every night.
Yeah.
They're on a light sensor,
okay,
which switches them on.
Yeah.
LED lighting, so it's not going to cost a fortune.
Right.
So they will be lit every night from now on.
Well, that's
And I was going to a meeting. They'd only just come on. I stopped, took a photograph of them. It looks fantastic.
Looks amazing. Good. Yeah.
And it's changed the character of that part of the town at night.
Yes, yes. It's sort of brightened it up a little
bit,
hasn't it?
Yeah, it's brightened it up a little bit. It's it's subtle.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually changed the way the War Memorial looks even.
Well, well done to Russell Stillwell and his firm, RSE Building Services. We'll give him a mention for
I think it's worth a mention for what
definitely.
They did.
And, of course, there's been another enhancement to the War Memorial as well with the Tommy silhouettes, haven't there?
Yeah,
what's the story behind that?
Well, the silhouettes are something that's gone up all over the country, known as the there but not there silhouettes.
Yeah.
So these are aluminium cast figures, the outline of a Tommy.
Yep.
They will be there during November. We'll then take them away.
Right.
So as they're not there all year.
Yeah.
We'll keep, once we've built the new Tranche Centre, they'll just sit in the foyer during the year.
Oh, nice.
And they'll go out during November to remember. But at the moment, they're on guard at the War Memorial. So there are two of them. And as you look at the War Memorial, it looks as though there's these vague outlines on guard.
Yeah.
It's a little bit spooky.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it looks really good. And it's a great way of remembering the people who gave their lives for us all.
Yeah, nice. Well, and I know reading the town crier here, it's the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower, Bennett's Funeral Services and the Lions Club of Billericay have made generous contributions towards this.
And actually the Mayor of Basildon purchased one of them as well.
Oh, excellent.
So he's done that for all the locations throughout the borough. So in each of the locations where there's a war memorial, the Mayor of Basildon has donated.
How wonderful. Yeah, that's really good. And Tony Andretti of AJA Property Service offered to assemble and install the silhouettes. And he's asked that any fee should be donated to a Forces charity.
That's right.
Aren't there some wonderful people around? It's brilliant.
I think it brings the best out in people.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, well, let's go on to the actual events that are being held to... I can't say celebrate, can I? Commemorate.
That's commemorate. The
commemorate the end of World War One. First of all, the Billericay Festival of Remembrance, and that's on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Emmanuel Church. Can you tell us a bit about what's going on with
that? Well, I think it was 3, maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah.
A chap called Brian Ford and his wife Beryl started this as an event. Brian is the I suppose you could say he's the leader of the Harmony Brass ensemble.
Oh, right.
Which is a brass band.
Yeah.
But a concert band. And he came up with this idea that he wanted to recreate something of what goes on in the Albert Hall.
Right.
But in Billericay.
Okay.
So it starts off with a brass band concert, but ends up with a service of remembrance.
How nice.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
And Brian's getting older and felt that he really couldn't do all the organisation. Came to the council and said, can you help me with the organisation this year? So we've stepped in.
Lovely.
Done the ticket organisation, that sort of thing. Brian's still dealing with the music.
Okay.
We've done the background, the backroom stuff.
Okay, especially
this year. So, and in fact, I think we're probably sold out.
Really?
It's possible there might be some tickets left at the library.
Okay.
But I'm not certain that there are.
Okay. Oh, I was going to ask about tickets.
Yeah,
there
might be, but I wouldn't, you know. I would phone the library before you go all the way there.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then we come to the Remembrance Sunday service, which, of course, is held every year at the High Street War Memorial. And, of course, this year it's extra poignant with the 100th anniversary commemoration of the end of the First World War. I have to confess, and it's very remiss of me, I've been in Billericay for 3 years now, and I've not been to that. And so can you kind of give me an idea of what happens there?
Right. Well, it's a sort of standard war memorial service. Yep. On the at 11, well, it, the silence is at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So
yeah.
it starts probably about a little bit after 10:30.
Okay.
The music starts. The uniformed services march into place. As we come up to 11 o'clock, there is 2 minutes silence.
Right.
There will be various services effectively held.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Very similar to what happens in Whitehall.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
but yeah. On a smaller scale. People march off, wreaths are laid.
Yeah.
It has got bigger and bigger every year. I guess it was the first notable change was after the 11th of September.
Okay.
When yeah. in 2001.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a notable step change.
Yeah.
It had been probably 100 or so people up until then.
Yeah.
There was a noticeable step change. It has grown every year.
Wow.
2014 was another big noticeable step change.
Right, yeah.
And it has grown dramatically.
Wow.
If we have a big noticeable step change this year with 100 years, the high street is going to be very, very full.
Yeah, yeah.
This year.
Is the road closed?
The road
that?
Is closed.
Yeah, yeah.
We barricade the road off. The yeah. town council has to organise that. It used right. to be done by the police, but it's now done by the town council. So the road will be closed through until about 11:30.
Yeah.
And then the traffic's allowed to flow again.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I mean, and then we come on to the event that I'm definitely going to. I'm going to try and go to the Remembrance Sunday service in the morning, but in the evening at Sun Corner, it's Battles Over the Lighting of the Billericay Beacon. Starts at 6:15. So what's going to go on there? Obviously, you're lighting the beacon, but
right.
there's other things going on as
yes.
well, aren't there?
Yeah. Well, starts about 6:15.
Yep.
Again, we've got a different brass band this time. It's the High Voltage Brass Band,
okay. yeah.
Who are a group of that again are local to South Essex. They're going to come along, play some music. Then at around about 6:45, we'll drop into what is the recommended, shall we say, the recommended program. This is really a national thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In that back in probably February, March time, we had a letter from Buckingham Palace,
really?
From the Queen's pageant master, a
right.
man called Bruno Peake, who wrote to us saying, Her Majesty the Queen has commanded me to write to you to ask that you light your beacon upon the occasion of the 100th anniversary of at 7 o'clock. And the idea is that there will be a particular piece read out. And the significance of this is that a guy called Edward Grey, who was the Foreign Secretary at the outbreak of war,
all right.
said the lights are going out all over Europe.
Right.
We shall not see them lit again in our lifetime. That's the significance of lighting the beacon.
Right, okay.
Yes, yeah, so we're yeah. lighting the beacon because the lights have come back on. And we are asking people to bring along a torch.
Okay, yeah. yeah
particularly
yeah.
the kids.
Right, yeah, yeah. yeah.
But don't light your torch until the beacon lights.
Right, yeah,
and
sure.
then everybody lights a torch.
How yeah, nice.
So,
yeah, yeah.
or a lighter,
yeah, yeah.
or a match,
yeah, yeah.
or anything. So there's a sort of celebration about this one. So
yeah.
it's not a downbeat one.
Okay.
There will be a silence.
Yes.
There will be a last post. There will be a piper
okay.
Who's coming along. And then there will be the town crier who will be ringing his bell in celebration as well.
Jim Shrubb will be there
okay. ringing his bell. And he has a proclamation from the palace, which he will be bellowing out in his usual style. So it's a short thing,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I think worth coming to.
Oh, definitely, yes,
yeah.
yes. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be really good. Well, I think, you know, there's really fitting tributes going on all day.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous, Jim. Well, as I said before, thanks for joining me today. We've just talked about all the events going on to commemorate the end of the First World War. So on to the rest of the town. Town Crier now. And turning the page, at the top of the page, we've got the local plan updates. Now, the local plan is a huge subject, and we could probably devote a whole programme to it. So basically, if we could just maybe keep it to, perhaps you could first of all just tell us what the local plan is all about, really, just generally.
Well, the local plan is basically the allocation of land for various uses over the next 20 years.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, whether it's for housing or for employment. And it's been going on now for probably the best part of 2 years.
Right.
And we're approaching the end of it.
Okay.
So the final consultation is now being done. The local plan has been finalised. It's gone out now to the final consultation. The results of this will not go to Basildon Council.
Right.
The results will go to the Planning Inspectorate. Basildon Council are just asking for the results. They will collate them, send them off to the Planning Inspectorate, who will then do what they do, and they will either approve or throw out the plan.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, basically, if people want to comment on the plan as it stands finally, they need to get their comments in by, at the latest, the 17th of December. And these have to go on special forms, which are either can be obtained from the internet, on the Basildon Council website, or there are forms available from Basildon Council or from Billericay Town Council offices, so all the libraries around the town. So whichever way you want to do it, but please, you need to get them in by the 17th of December.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Billericay people will. There's a lot of disquiet in the town about the local plan, and various action groups have been set up, haven't they?
Yes.
Which is not unusual in these circumstances. This is happening all across the country, really, isn't it?
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah,
But there is this need for housing, and where does housing go in the southeast? You know, because everything's greenbelt.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thanks for that, Jim. Also on that second page there, our dear friends, the Street Pastors, they're doing some wonderful work, and the council's done something to help them out, hasn't it?
Yes, we've given them a £500 grant towards the running costs of a minibus, which has been provided. I believe the main cost of the minibus came from the Baptist Church in Perry Street.
Right.
That's to make sure that people aren't sort of unable to get home.
So
they're doing that. They've actually, I mean, on Street Pastors, giving them a little bit of a plug.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at the launch of their new venture, which is called School Pastors.
Oh, I've heard about this.
You've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah.
They're sort of moving into Billericay School with School Pastors. Not just for the pupils, but also for the staff. And they're there as a, how can we put it, an independent ear in the school and to help signpost people to where they can find help. I think it's probably a very good, innovation.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's another thing they're doing. I've got to say, as far as, you know, I'm concerned, and I think I speak for most other councillors, Street Pastors has been a fantastic thing in Billericay.
Definitely.
Because I'll give you an example of something that I heard about.
Yeah.
Some ladies who used to go to the, we'll say they're of advanced years.
Right.
And they used to go to the Constitutional Club.
Okay, I know.
And they only lived at the other end of the high street.
Right.
And they used to get a taxi home because they were frightened of the what used to happen in the high street.
Right.
I think it's more the fear of crime rather than the actual.
Yeah.
But they walk home now because of the Street Pastors.
How wonderful,
And that tells you, it's a little sort of little gem there where people just have changed their attitude about how Billericay High Street is.
Yeah.
Just because those people are about.
It's a nicer atmosphere.
The atmosphere has changed totally.
Wonderful. All right, thank you, Jim. Well, moving on, Christmas is coming.
Yep.
And you're running again the Best Dressed Window Display competition.
We are.
So how does anyone enter that?
Well, you don't.
Ah, right, okay. You just dress
this is
your window.
This is a competition that you get entered whether you like it or not.
Okay, right, great.
Dress your window, and I'm not sure when they go round. It doesn't tell me here, and I've not been involved in this,
no,
so I'm not sure. But get your window dressed. as soon as possible. And I think it's roughly around the time that the Christmas light switch on happens.
Okay, yeah.
So, and that's happening on the 24th of November.
Yeah.
So I think it's around about that time, maybe a couple of days later.
Right.
So as long as your Christmas window is dressed by the 24th of November, then there will be a team. Normally it's our youth town councillors round and do it.
Yeah.
And they go round and they choose the window that's got the best Christmassy dressing in it.
Wonderful.
And there's £100 which the shop gets to donate to a local charity of their choice.
Ah, lovely. Yeah,
yeah, so it's
for local businesses, really, isn't
it? It's for local businesses. Yeah. It may not be a shop. It might be, you know, it could be an estate agent.
Okay, yeah.
It could even be somebody who's not strictly a shop. They could be an office in the high street.
Yeah,
but
great.
Something Christmassy.
You're all right. Well, you also mentioned the Christmas light switch on in Billericay High Street or Sun Corner.
Well, it's on Sun Corner this time.
Yeah.
We've moved it from actually in the high street. It's got bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And it does cause a little bit of a problem because we have to now close the road.
Okay.
You see, It became a safety problem.
Right, yeah.
Because more and more people were attending. It became a victim of its own success.
Yeah.
It used to be held in the large bit of pavement by the War Memorial.
Yep.
And that was fine while not too many people attended. And then probably about 3 years ago, it was getting to be a bit dangerous, people stepping back into the road.
Right, yeah.
So the following year, we decided we had to close the road.
Right.
And it got a bit bigger. And it's now got to... It becomes difficult for the traders because the road closes, it rather shuts down the town. I think traders lose a bit of business, or they certainly feel they lose a bit of business before it, which isn't the aim of the thing.
No.
It's exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
So we've decided this year to move it down to Sun Corner, and the switch on is on the Saturday, which we did move it to the Sunday, which is probably not the idea of it. It's there to... when the traders are closed.
Right,
which is probably not the idea.
This is we should say this is Saturday the 24th of November, isn't it? Yeah.
3 o'clock, it starts.
Yep.
Switch on is at 4:30.
Yeah.
Obviously, Santa Claus will be attending.
Oh, definitely.
We've booked him in.
Good, good.
And various bits of entertainment between 3 and 4:30.
Yeah.
Come along.
Fantastic.
Come along.
I will be there, definitely.
Good.
Okay. Right, moving on probably to our last subject then, the Chantry Way Centre. Adam Adshead told us about this last time he called in. What's the latest on that? It's going through the process of being demolished at the moment, is it?
The demolition hasn't started yet.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
We're having a little bit of problem just getting the gas supply disconnected.
Oh, okay. Better do that first.
Yes.
Probably a good idea.
Yes, so we have to get that isolated before the demolition people can go in.
Yeah.
So that slowed it up a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But we're not ready to start the build yet. But we really want to get the building out of the way so as they can do some grounds tests.
Okay.
The builders will want to do that.
Right.
I was at a meeting at 8:30 this morning with the architects, with seven or eight councillors, where we were looking at the internals, things like how many plug sockets do you need, you know, and the answer to that is as many as you can fit in, and where, you know, how the windows will operate, what the surfaces of the land surrounding it is, all of those sorts of nitty gritty things, not the colours of the walls or anything, the internal finishes, you know, what sort of suspended ceiling we've got, you know, what the sound insulation is going to be, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So we had a very good meeting this morning. So it is progressing.
Ah, good. And it's also going to incorporate the council offices as well.
Council office will move there.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, that'll be an overall saving, I would think.
Exactly.
It? Yeah. Yeah. Very.
Yes.
Good. And you held a consultation to which you seem to have got very positive responses.
We did. I was there all day for that consultation myself, as were quite a number of other councillors. And it was very enjoyable, I've got to say, really, because, you know, what people were saying about the whole idea, it was very positive.
Good. Yeah.
There were a couple of negatives, like why didn't you get round to this sooner? Which was sort of very positive negatives, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, fantastic. Let's hope that goes very smoothly once they've disconnected the gas supply. One more thing I've just noticed on the back of the Billericay Town Crier, the Billericay Talent Showcase, which is run by Billericay Youth Town Council. Tell us a bit about the Youth Town Council and their showcase, can you?
Right, well, the... They've held this a few times, and this is getting youngsters along. It's a bit like a talent show.
Okay,
getting youngsters along, giving them the opportunity to perform in front of more youngsters.
Excellent.
And parents and the like.
Yeah.
I went along last year. There were some really good acts, and surprisingly good, actually.
Right.
I popped along for 10 minutes and stayed an hour and a half. So it gives you some idea of what it was like.
Sure, yeah.
And I think it's two things, really. Yeah. Number one, it gives those youngsters that have got some talent somewhere to show it.
Yep.
But secondly, it gives the Youth Town Council the opportunity to exercise organisational abilities.
Okay.
And that's really what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about giving them an opportunity to sit down and say, right, we've got to organise this event. And the councillors that are involved in, shall we say, steering the Youth Town Council, they try and stand back as much as possible.
Right.
They'll occasionally chip in with, have you thought about... But they never tell them to do anything.
No.
They just chip in with the... Have you thought about this and this area, and what would you want to do if such and such happened?
Okay.
So they give them hints, but they never tell them what to do.
It sounds like they make a good success of it.
It's ever so useful for them. We've got quite a lot of new Youth Town Councillors because there were elections held last month.
Right.
So the first meeting was Tuesday this week. So there's a big bunch of younger, more enthusiastic Youth Town Councillors. So this will be their first big test. It's being held in the Canon Roach Centre on the 25th of January.
Right.
Hopefully that will be the last time it won't be held on our premises.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm hoping that January next year there will be a building that will be ours that they'll be holding it in.
Yeah.
I guess the only other thing that's on the back of there that ought to be mentioned, and it's not ours, nothing to do with us, but of course the Christmas market is on Sunday the 2nd of December.
Oh yes, I'm going to be talking to Yvonne Kint from the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club about that in the Thursday before. It's always a great event. We get something like 20,000 people come to that, I think.
It's very full.
Very good. Yes. Oh, we won't miss that on Phoenix. We'll be talking about that later in the month. Well, Jim, it's been an absolute pleasure. You've been a mine of information, so thank you so much for coming in, and everybody look out in Billericay for your copy of the Billericay Town Crier. If you haven't got it yet, you should be receiving it very soon, and if you don't, give Jim a ring and find out where your copy's gone.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get one.